Councillor Damien O'Farrell. Mr. McAuliffe, can you turn off your mic, please?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I too believe that Senator Norris is a very nice man. He's a well-respected man, and he certainly deserves to ask us for our nomination. But I won't be voting in favour of your nomination tonight, Senator Norris, because I'm not. This is a political process, absolutely. But I'm not prepared to turn a blind eye to matters on child sexual abuse. The issue of child sexual abuse is much more important than who gets on a ballot paper for a presidential election that's irrelevant to most people in this country. I think that politicians have to stand for something. And this issue is very important to me, and I won't be sidetracked by less important populist side issues. And I make no apology for that viewpoint. There was a 15-year-old victim involved, and Senator Norris has left many questions unanswered. I've put questions to Senator Norris by email. It remains unanswered. He gave me an office number recently. That number is unanswered when you try and ring. I don't have his personal number, his email, or his mobile number. That wasn't given to me. I've never received any answers to any of my questions. Senator Norris believes that sometimes 15-year-old victims sometimes instigate sexual relationships with adults. Or why else would he write in mitigation, and I quote, when the victim not only consents but could be considered the instigator or at least a willing participant, a sentence towards the lower end of the range would be appropriate. This thinking is flawed, and I want an explanation, and I haven't got one, and I'm not prepared to turn a blind eye and vote for him tonight. The contents of this letter was written by a 50-something-year-old senator in the post-Brendan Smith era, when victims of child sexual abuse were bravely coming forward and humiliating themselves on national TV in order to get justice. So as I said at the beginning, I won't be turning a blind eye and brush this under the carpet like so many politicians did before. And I make no apology for that. Thank you, Lord Mayor.